I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Uber is staying in Mobile. The city council voted unanimously to keep the vehicle-for-hire business at a meeting today. Almost 1 month after debating, Mobile City Council decided Uber can operate inside the city limits. The company has carried paying passengers inside the port city since mid-June. Meanwhile, the cab companies were not happy when Uber arrived. That's because the car-for-hire service did not have to meet all city regulations that taxis do. Instead, the city council approved the rideshare business by putting new regulations in place for the city. They don't have to follow the city's sanctioned rates for the cab meter. As summer drags on, meteorologists are warning Alabama residents to be on alert from dangers of too much heat. The state can expect temperatures as high as 102 degrees. Along with that, the heat index can make it feel as hot as 106 degrees. Gary Goggins is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Birmingham. He says residents should prepare for the weather before going outside, drink plenty of fluids, and dress lightly.
You never leave a child unattended in a car at any time. Cars can heat up very quickly, over 130 degrees in just 30 minutes of time. So we always like to say, beat the heat and check the back seat.
Goggins adds that people should take frequent breaks or head indoors if they happen to be outside for a long period of time. Harper Lee's hometown of Monroeville is celebrating the release of Ghosts at a Watchman. A series of events like walking tours, storytelling, and a marathon read of the book are free to the public. The day will end with a cocktail hour with mint juleps at the old courthouse museum where Lee's father used to practice law. Hannah Hood is the office manager of the Monroeville Chamber of Commerce. She says the whole community is thrilled about the new novel's release.
We are so thankful for this because it will do so much for our town. I've said it over and over again, for my generation, this is the To Kill a Mockingbird. This is historic for us. It's going to bring in a whole new wave of tourism, and for that we are extremely thankful.
Hood encourages anyone who can to attend the storytelling at the Monroe County Public Library for a chance to meet some very neat individuals who will give their perspective on the new book. A 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight in the Tennessee Valley with lows in the mid-70s. A 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight in central Alabama with lows in the mid-70s. And mostly clear in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight, lows in the upper 70s. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.